With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Big banks have reported mostly positive earnings figures this week, but look a little deeper in those reports and there are signs the economic tide is turning. We'll shed some light on those details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The IRS says it will bump up its staff on hand from 10,000 to about 46,000 during the government shutdown to work during the tax filing season, which begins on January 28th. And in a reversal of operations during past shutdowns, the agency will issue tax refunds. But most audits and collections will not move forward while the shutdown continues. The CVS pharmacy chain says that pharmacies located inside Walmart stores are expected to leave the CVS Caremark pharmacy network in a dispute over pricing. CVS asked Walmart to remain part of its network until the end of April, though Walmart says it might move up that date to early February. A couple of caveats here. CVS says the dispute only involves Walmart and not Sam's Club, which is Walmart's chain of warehouse stores. Also, CVS says the Walmart dispute doesn't affect pharmacy networks in its Medicare plans. And the actors Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Sarsgaard are listing their townhouse in Brooklyn's Park Slope neighborhood in New York for about $4.6 million. They purchased the 3,600-square-foot four-level property in 2006 for $1.9 million. The townhouse includes a den and kitchen on the first floor, a master suite on the third level, along with two bedrooms for the couple's daughters on the top floor. And if it's a good night for staying in, head to the second floor with your popcorn. There's a movie projector there that drops from the ceiling. Look at the record low unemployment rate. Look at the stock market since January 1st, and it seems like the economy is still clicking on all cylinders. But look deeper, and there might be a different story, and investors should pay attention. Heard on the Street columnist Aaron Back is with us to explain. So Aaron, oftentimes as they say, the devil is in the details. And in this case, in earnings reports issued by the big banks so far this week, you're particularly concerned about reduced growth reported from specifically loans.
Yeah, the concern is that we're kind of past the peak in the economy. Not that things are terrible, but that things are going to start slowing down. And there is some evidence of that in the bank earnings. Most notably, JP Morgan, which reported on Tuesday, had loan growth of just 1% in commercial and industrial loans, which is its main business loan book. Mm-hmm. And as recently as 2017, that was running around 7-8%. So there's been a real slowdown. And they say, you know, that's partially because we're being cautious. We're picking and choosing where we want a loan. It's partially because GDP growth is slowing. So it does indicate some slowdown.
And with regard to JP Morgan, it reported an increase in loan loss reserves. And that sounds like a Wall Street technical term. But it can tell us a lot about people defaulting on loans?
Well, it tells us they're expecting defaults ahead. Loan loss reserves is what they set aside in preparation for defaults in the future. And so they increase their reserves in both credit cards and business lending. And so that is a sign that actually defaults have been very, very low for the past few years, historically low. So that is not going to last forever, and the banks are getting ready for that to change.
So you put it away for a rainy day, the rainy day being when people can't pay off their credit cards.
Correct.
And there was a lot of bad news, good news in the earnings out so far. And there was a positive note, Wells Fargo reporting a jump in commercial and industrial loans.
Right. So commercial industrial loans is what slowed down the most at JP Morgan. It really picked up at Wells Fargo. But Wells Fargo's chief financial officer explained that that had some very specific causes. For example, there was kind of a breakdown in the junk bond market at the end of last year due to all the market turbulence. So companies with lower investment grade ratings had to go to banks to borrow instead of going to the bond market to borrow. So it was a bit of a substitution in the markets. It doesn't necessarily indicate the economy is doing well.
And a piece of data in the Wells Fargo earnings report also regarding mortgage originations was not necessarily a good sign for the housing market.
Yeah, this is a negative sign. At JP Morgan and at Wells Fargo, mortgage originations were down sharply. Wells Fargo is the biggest mortgage lender in America. So it is a bellwether for the industry. And that kind of confirms data we've seen from the housing market that housing sales haven't been doing great. Housing prices aren't doing great, particularly in markets like the Northeast, where changes in the tax code have made it more expensive to own a home. So that's another, I think, somewhat worrying sign for the economy in 2019 is that the housing market is not doing great.
And as you point out in your Heard on the Street column, even though the numbers on credit might indicate the current economic strength is past its prime, the banks are in good enough shape where they can absorb higher costs, at least for now.
Yeah, no one is too worried about the bank balance sheets at this stage. Basically, what we're seeing is really just almost a return to normal from what have been historically low levels of defaults. And of course, it bears saying that compared to the financial crisis, banks today have much higher levels of capital set aside. Their balance sheets are much less risky by design, you know, due to regulations and decisions by the banks themselves. So we're not looking at a disaster for the banks. I think, this is really just what these banks are saying mean for the broader economy is what we should think about today. And it kind of indicates that the best times may be behind us.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Aaron Back in our studio with us. Aaron, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.